Let's refer to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
First Kings chapter 18. Verse 20.
列王记上十八章二十节。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 20.
亚哈就差遣人招聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。
So Ahab sent all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel.
这个加密山哈是当时一个属灵征战的地点。
Mount Carmel was actually the place of spiritual battle.
那这一次征战非常重要。
It was a very critical moment.
这会决定是不是以色列百姓的信仰会回头。
Whether the faith of the Israelites will be revived.
那圣经里面提到有三年半不下雨啊，十八章第一节。
In chapter 18, verse 1, we read, now it came to pass after many days, it came for, it mentioned about 3.5 years without any rain.
那这个下雨当然是代表神的恩典。
Of course, rain symbolizes the blessing of God.
那没有下雨万物就没有办法成长。
So drought will result no harvest.
你再努力也没有收成。
No matter how hard the farmer did in the field, that will be no harvest.
那能不能下雨，这不是人能控制的。
Man couldn't control the weather.
所以人能够努力，但是雨有没有下来，这个是只有神才能够决定的。
So rain was in the hands of God.
所以有时候我们在生活当中我们虽然很努力，但是能不能有收获呢？这个是神在决定的。
But the same token, no matter how hard we are at work, whether it will bring any fruitful result or whether we have any gain, it is up to God.
那列王记上十八章看不出来为什么没有下雨。
In chapter 18, we couldn't tell why there was no rain, no rainfall.
但是如果我们在雅各书的第五章里面
，However, if we refer to the epistle of the epistle of James,
雅各书的第五章
，Chapter 5,
第五章的十七节。
Verse 17.
以利亚与我们一样性情的人他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。十八节。
18.
他又恳祷告，天就降下雨来，雨也地也生出土产来。
So 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
那这样看起来他三年半不下雨是因为以利亚祷告。
It was due to the prayer of Elijah, then it had no rain for 3.5 years.
那么从整个故事看起来，为什么以利亚同样是以色列人呢，他为什么心这么不好呢？看起来好像不好，他祷告三年半不下雨呢？
Why Elijah was such a wicked person and causing no rain on earth for 3.5 years?
主要是要借着这个干旱的这一种考验来改变他们的信仰。
And the reason was through the trial of drought to revive the faith of the Israelites.
有时候我们生活太顺利我们很难改变。
Sometimes we live in a very smooth life. It's very hard for us to make any advancement or improvement.
虽然我们离开神很远，我们觉得说就一天一天就是这样，我们也不会没有什么欲望想要改变。
Even though we were so far away from the Lord, still we have no desire to improve.
但是一个人离开神很远，不止今生会缺乏恩典，来世得救都有问题。
If a man, a person was so far from the Lord, not only in this life he will suffer, whether he could be saved in the future is also questionable.
那倒过来讲我们人如果能够回头归向神，不但今生有丰盛恩典，将来来世的 得救也是有把握的。
In contrary, if a man returned to the Lord, not only in this life he would be blessed, and also in the future he will be granted to enter the heavenly.
所以，怎么让一个人能够回心转意归向神，这变成一个非常重要的功课。
It's a very important lesson for us to find out how can we revive the faith of a person.
那这个责任落在以利亚的身上。
And Elijah.How on this responsibility?
那对这一群的以色列百姓跑去拜偶像，得罪神，他怎么样能够把他挽回呢？以利亚只有一个人呢。
Elijah was alone, and how could he revive the faith of the entire nation?
他唯一的就是求神帮助。
The only way he can do is to seek for the help of God.
所以他祷告三年半不下雨。
So he prayed to the Lord, and there was no rain on earth for three years and six months.
是以色列百姓在受苦当中有机会去思想，在受苦当中使他们有欲望要改变。
So during this period of time, the Israelites started to examine themselves. They have the desire to repent and confess.
所以有时候我们看到我们自己信仰的旅程。
If you take a close look of our journey of faith,
常常最平安的时候，应该是说灵性最好，因为你最平安呢、啊。你有很多时间在读圣经、祷告、亲近神，这样才对啊。
When you live in the ease and peace, technically, you should devote more time in prayer and Bible reading.
但是常常人在最平安的时候离开神最远。
However, when a person lives such a peaceful life, he turns away from the Lord.
因为人一平安以后，人头脑整个想就已经心都到世界去了。
When the person lives in such a peaceful life, he focuses his attention on this secular world.
所以有时候神让人遇到困难，这个里面有隐藏神的爱在里面。
So we can see the hidden love of God when the person suffers.
那这个爱有时候一时看不出来，你要走过这一趟路，回头过来看，才能够看得出来。
It might take a while before this person realized it was the love of God.
那在饥荒当中虽然受苦这么多
，although the Israelites suffer a lot without food.
你可以看到十七章啊，以色列百姓当中有很多的寡妇。
Also, we may discover in chapter 17, among the Israelites, there are a lot of widows.
为什么？
Why?
没有东西吃，饿死了。
A lot of people died of hunger.
但是，很显然，我们可以看出来，他们的心还是很硬。
Still, we can see they were very stubborn.
所以，我们今天呢，有时候看我们现在的人越来越文明。
If we take a closer of the modern people, It seems that they are more and more civilized.
所以人跟人越懂得礼貌。
Man knows how to show courtesy to each other.
但是我们仔细看，从属灵上看呢，人的心比以前更硬。
However, spiritually speaking, a man are more stubborn.
外表很柔，但是里面很硬，对属灵的东西很硬。
Apparently, outwardly, they were very nice.And internal, they were very wicked.
就是对神啊，不愿意回归向他。
They refused to return to God.
那以色列这个以利亚怎么样啊，来改变他们
？And how did Elijah change the people of Israel?
那现在就要在加密山上啊，来向神祈求。
And he prayed the Lord on Mount Tamal.
那如果我们从加密山，他们从加密山下山上下来的时候，就下雨了。
When they came down from the mountain, it started to rain.
所以这一次上到加密山呢，主要的任务就是求雨。
So in this particular occasion, going up Mount Carmel was to pray for the rain.
所以要比较看看这个以色列百姓他们随从外邦人所拜的这个巴利是不是真的是神
？Whether Baal was the true God.
或者他们祖宗所拜的是真神
，or the God whom they worship from the ancient time is true God as well.
我们现在看列王记上十八章。
Let's refer to First Kings chapter 18.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若是主是神，就应当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就应当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is a God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
在这个地方，以利亚对以色列百姓先用理论上来说明。
And Elijah tried to rationalize with the Israelites.
说你们心持两意要到几时呢？
And how long will you falter between two opinions?
这个心持两意就是脚踏两只船。
They try to step on two boats.
那一方面，他们拜祖宗的真神。
In one hand, they follow God, they worship God.
但是一方面他们拜外面这个外族的人所拜的神。
But on the other hand, they also worship the pagan god Baal.
那神是忌邪的神，这是神不能接受的。
God cannot accept this kind of this kind of attitude.
如果我们看圣经说神是忌邪的，英文把它翻作是嫉妒。
In the original version, it used the term jealous.
那嫉妒好不好
？Is jealousy good?
圣经里面我们看嫉妒有两种。
There are two kinds of jealousy.
Two 一种是叫做情欲。
The jealousy of lust.
所以加拉太书里面说这个嫉妒是肉体的情欲，因此要用圣灵把它克服。
Jealousy is also a physical lust and has to be overcome by the Holy Spirit.
那圣经里面说嫉妒会让人骨中朽烂，骨头朽烂。
Jealousy will corrupt bone.
那当这个扫罗听到人在讲大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
When the crowd praised David kills hundreds of thousands, but Saul only kills thousands.
他的嫉妒的火就烧了。
And he started to jealous.
从那一天开始，他就要把大卫杀掉。
And since that day onwards, Saul tried to kill David.
所以这个嫉妒是很可怕的。
Jealousy is so horrifying.
但是如果我们看雅各书
，But if we read the books of James,
雅各书又说神是忌邪的。
The Bible also says that God is jealous.
好，我们看雅各书，回到刚刚看的雅各书。
Yeah, let's refer to the book of James.
第四章
，Chapter Four，
第四节
，Verse Four，
雅各书第四章第四节
，James Chapter Four Verse Four。
但是你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡是要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌的。再看第五节
，Verse Five。
你们想经上所说的是徒然吗？神是住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至嫉妒的。这个地方说神。是住在我们里面的灵是恋爱到会嫉妒。
The spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously.
所以这个是神的爱神住在我们里面，爱到会嫉妒。
And the Lord dwells in us and He loves us, but it yearns jealousy.
但是这个嫉妒不是情欲的嫉妒。
But this jealousy is not.The same jealousy of lust.
因为第四节说你们这些淫乱的人
Because it is stated in verse 4 that adulterers and adulteresses.
这个淫乱我们仔细看不是指的肉体犯奸淫
This is not the physical adultery.
但是我们一谈到淫乱，一想到婚姻
When we come across this word adultery, we always think about marriage.
所以当这里说你们这些淫乱的人，就是在讲我们跟神的关系有一个婚约的关系。
So in here it refers to the similar marriage commitment between us and God.
那在这个婚姻的关系里面，原来就会是有嫉妒的。
And because in marriage, in marriage, jealousy occurs.
那这个嫉妒就是要保护我们的婚姻。
So this jealousy.Is going to protect our marriage.
那神是嫉妒的神。
So the Bible says that God jealous.
所以当神看到人的心离开的神。
So when God notices that man turns away from Him,
已经进到世俗里面去了。
It's already mingled in the pagan world.
已经取代了神了。
And God has been replaced by another God.
那神是会嫉妒的。
And He will jealous.
那人跟神的关系就会发生问题。
Then the relationship between man and God is broken.
所以为什么说以色列百姓拜偶像啊，神不能够接受
？Why? That's the reason why God couldn't tolerate Israelites turn to idols.
因为他们跟神有一个约。
Because they have a commitment, they have a covenant with the Lord.
在灵里面是婚约。
In spirit, it's like a marital commitment.
那现在他也要拜神，也要去拜偶像。
So we can see now the Israelites, in one hand, worship God, but on the other hand, they also worship idol.
好像一个男人有太太，又要再交女朋友。
It's just like a man has a legal spouse and he has another affair with some woman.
这个绝对会影响夫妻的关系。
This will impact the marriage.
有时候会使婚姻破裂。
And it could cause it can also cause broken marriage.
那我们跟神之间呢，如果有这个世俗
，So if we also turn ourselves to the pagan world,
这个关系就开始有发生问题。
And then it will cause a problem.
但是如果这个没有赶快调整哈，有时候我们跟神的婚约会破裂。
If we do not try to quickly correct this problem, then our relationship with the Lord could be broken.
但是在破裂之前呢，神总是差遣先知要把他们挽回来。
Therefore, God always sends a prophet to revive the faith of the Israelites.
那这就是以利亚先知的使命。
And this is the mission of Prophet Elijah.
因此他先用理论上说明。
And he tried to rationalize with them.
但是为什么众人一言不答
？Why the people couldn't answer him a word?
因为他们不愿意做选择。
Because they don't want to make a choice.
因为选择是痛苦的。
When making a decision is very painful.
当你同时爱两个人
，If you fall in love with two women or two men,
选择是痛苦的。
And if you have to pick one.It is very painful.
那他们同时拜两个神。
Now they are worshiping two gods.
当然，一个是真的，一个不是真的。
Of course, one is true God, the other one is false God.
但是选择是痛苦的。
Still, it's very painful for them to make the decision.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们如果要选择他们外邦人所拜的神。
If they want to choose to worship the pagan God,
他们的良心绝对不平安。
Then we will not have a good. Then they will not have. They will have a peace in conscience.
因为他们知道今天他们能够进到迦南地，是他们祖宗的神先很多的神迹奇事，很多的恩典把他们带到今天。
They know very well that it is because the God from the ancestor guiding them into this land of Canaan.
甚至摩西在这个《生命记》里面讲得很清楚，我今天将祝福与咒诅的话摆在你的面前。
Even Moses stated very clearly in the book of Deuteronomy that I place the words of blessing and the words of condemnation in front of you.
如果你们离弃神，你们就会受咒。
If you stray from the Lord, you will be condemned.
如果你们敬拜神，你就会得福。
If you worship God, you will be blessed.
所以这个话他们还知道。
And they still remember these words.
所以他们怎么敢离弃神呢
？So they won't astray from God.
因此他不敢。把神丢掉
，so they are not to forsake God.
但是他也不敢把巴力拿掉
，still they wouldn't give up Baal.
因为如果巴力拿掉，他就被孤立了。
If they abandon Baal, they will be isolated.
因为这是外邦人所拜的神。
Baal is the pagan god.
你跟他信仰不一样，你就被孤立了。
If you have a different religion with the pagan people, then you will be isolated.
所以今天我们做基督徒，有时候我们会问我们自己一个问题。
Therefore, as a Christian, we ask ourselves a question.
我很正常吗
？Am I normal?
有个弟兄常常打电话跟我讲，他说：“到底我是正不正常不正常
？”A brother always like to call me and find out whether he is normal or abnormal.
那他为什么会问这个问题？
Why you always ask this question?
他常常读圣经，他常常祷告。
He always prays and read the Bible.
我真的很想照神的话来做。
I really want to follow the instruction of God.
但是他发现他周围所有的人观念都跟他不一样。
But he found the people surrounding him have different opinions.
想法、做法、人生观、追求的理想都不一样。
They have different thoughts and different goals.
所以他如果用周围的人的理想这样一对照，他就不正常。
If you try to compare the standard of man with the standard of God, and of course he is not normal, he's abnormal.
当然，圣经一翻开来，他是正常的。
Of course, when you turn to the Bible and try to compare with the standard of Bible, he is normal.
所以今天做基督徒的困难在这里。
So this is the difficult part: how to become a Christian.
如果我们愿意被主流社会的主流文化所接受
If we try to be accepted by the current, the main current of this world,
我们常常需要有某种程度的妥协,
and we have to try to compromise with the secular world.
就是跟世俗妥协,
that means that we have to compromise with this pagan world.
那这样对吗?
Is it right?
所以我们常常啊, 在两难之间,
so we are in dilemma.
那当时的以色列百姓就在两难之间,
and the Israelites are also in this position.
知识上知道,
in conceptually, they know that.
但实际上很难做决定,
but in practice, it's very hard to accomplish.
那现在以利亚怎么办?
So what Elijah is supposed to do?
所以现在就来一起来献祭,
and they both went to sacrifice.
结果450个先献祭,
so 450 prophets also sacrifice.
从早一直到晚,
from the morning until the evening.
什么事情也没有发生啊,
nothing happened.
28节, 他们甚至用刀枪割自己身体流血狂呼大叫, 什么也没有说发生,
they cried loud and cut themselves and was the custom with knives and lances until the blood gushed out on them.
这个证明这个神是死的,
nothing happened. So this is not the true God.
今天当然我们没有去拜那个真的那个偶像那个神,
of course nowadays we do not worship physical idols.
但是有一些人就是世俗已经取代了神，世俗就变成偶像。
And some people turned their heart to the secular world, and it was replaced. The heart was replaced by the secular world, like idol.
圣经里面说，贪财就跟拜偶像一样。
The love of money is exactly the same as worshiping idols.
所以我们有没有贪财？
And do we love money?
贪财就是拜偶像。
Love of money is exactly the same as worshiping idols.
因为财已经取代心里取代了神的地位。
Because money has replaced God in his heart.
所以我们想想，一天24小时。
So in the daytime, so in 24 hours,
除了睡觉之外,
besides of sleeping,
我们有多少的时间在想钱？
How much time do we spend in thinking about money, in thinking about making money?
我们有多少的时间在想宴乐？
And how much time we think about entertainment and enjoyment?
哪个电视节目没有要录，要哪里租录影带，有多少时间在想这个？
Where can we rent the videos? Where can we tape the videos? And so on.
有多少时间在讲今生的思虑？
And how much time we talk about the worries of this life?
怎么提高我的生活水准，吃的、穿的、住的、喝的？
And how to upgrade and improve my living standard?
好，我们再想。
Let's think about.
一天当中有多少时间我在想上面的事情？
How much time do I spend in thinking and in thinking about things above?
就是神的事情。
Which is God.
那如果我们这样做一个比较，
if we try to make a comparison,
我们今天没有跟世俗妥协吗？
And do we actually compromise with this world?
所以为什么有时候我们祷告天不降雨下来？
That's the reason why even when we pray, there's no rain from heaven.
因为我们已经世俗妥协了。
Because we have already compromised with this secular world.
那这个要先改变祷告， 天才会下雨。
So we have to make the change. We have to change our attitude. Then it will rain.
那我们在想，我们把它当作神那么重要的追求的目标，到底真的能够带给我们什么？
If we treat all the secular world like God and try to pursue for it, what do we gain?
你看当时他们生死之间呢，没有雨下来向他求，他都没有什么动静的。
This is the time of life and death. Even they try to cry out so loud, nothing happened.
请问，当你人生遇到重大困难的时候，
May I ask you the question, when you face difficulties in your life,
你现在所追求很重要的事情，到底能够真的代替你解决什么？
And if you try to pursue for something else important, how could it help you?
能够带给你家庭幸福吗？
It will bring you happiness in your family?
能够带给你真正的喜乐吗？
Will you bring you real joy?
能够带给你真正的自由，从坏习惯戒除吗？
Will you bring you true freedom and try to get rid of all the bad habits?
能够让你远离罪恶吗？
Will you bring you out of scenes?
能够带给你平安喜乐吗？
Will you bring you peace and joy?
能够带给你婚姻幸福的婚姻吗？
Will you bring you a good marriage life?
能够带给你的孩子变成很乖很顺服吗？
Will you turn your child to be to have good behavior?
所以我们现在取代神所追求的这些对象是死的。
If we try to pursue for the goal that replaced the Lord, and that is dead.
就好像450个先知在献祭，从早到晚，到最后什么也不能做。
It's exactly like this 454 prophets keep on shouting and yelling, and nothing can happen.
那如果我们有这个觉悟，
If we have this understanding,
那现在就换以利亚来献祭。
Now we see how did Elijah sacrifice.
那以利亚献祭之前
，prior to his sacrifice，
就叫他们把水都倒在那个祭物上面
，and ask them to pour water on the sacrifice。
这个表示不会着火了。
It means that it tells that it will not be burned, it will not catch fire.
那以利亚
was wet.
就向神祷告
，and Elijah prayed to the Lord.
哦，那以利亚祷告的时候发生了什么事情
？So when Elijah was praying, what was happening?
哦，我们看啊，三十八节
，38
说，于是神降火来烧灭了燔祭、木头、石头、尘土。
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and it licked up the water that was on the trench.
这个就代表他们所拜的是真神啊。
And it shows that they worship the true God.
真的很有能力的神。
And the Almighty God.
能够从天降火来把祭物烧掉。
And whom can send fire from the heaven to consume the burnt sacrifice.
而是三十九节啊，众民看见马上改变。
And now when all the people saw it,They changed the attitude.
说耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
所以这个告诉我们，我们的信仰要回头啊，要求神啊怜悯我们，让我们有重新的体验。
In order for the faith to be revived, we will have new experiences.
如果我们只一直听道理，信仰没有体验哦，到最后信仰会迷失的。
If we just keep on listening to the sermon but without any new experiences, then we will be lost.
因为我们信仰变成只是一个观念。
And we only have conceptual faith.
哦，那一直到我们信仰有体验，我们信仰会真的活泼起来。
Until we have new experiences, then our faith will be revived.
我们上一节在听这个饶志士的见证。
In the last section, we listened to the testimony of Deacon Rao.
让我们想一个问题。
It reminds me something.
是新的好呢，还是旧的好呢
？Is new, is the new,、oh. new thing better than the old things?
那主要你要看问什么、
It depends what kind of question.
如果是电脑，当然是新的好。
Of course, the new computer is better than the old computer.
房子也是新的好。
Of course, a new house is better than a shabby house.
车子也是新的好。
Of course, a new car is better than an old car.
所以我们都一直在追求新。
We always pursue for new things, new stuff.
但是当我们想到信仰
，However, when we think about faith and our belief,
我们要复古。
We should revive our faith and back to the ancient faith.
是旧的好。
Of course, the old one is better than the
new. 虽然呢、啊。在旧的时代里面，物质生活很单纯。
Although in the ancient time they have very simple life，
但是我们可以看出来，不但他们的心跟神连在一起，他们的生活跟神连在一起。
And both their faith and their life were so close, were attached to God。
他们跟神的感情是这么的纯真。
They have a so such a pure relationship with the Lord。
纯真到看到那真耶稣教会的牌子写下来会掉眼泪。
Even a person saw the sign of True Jesus Church hang, and he will shed tears.
这个表示他的心已经跟神连在一起。
And it means that his heart is so attached, so closely related to God.
纯真到看教会的椅子排好了掉下眼泪。
And he's such a pure faith. Even see the pews are arranged, and he will shed tears.
当人在年纪最大的时候
，When the person is in his advanced age,
他的心已经跟神连在一起。
And his heart is so close and attached to God.
整个生活已经跟以神为中心了。
And his life and God is the center of his life.
那这不是我们现在要追求的吗
？Is this what we should pursue for nowadays?
那我们现在要追求的就是古代人有的。
The what we should pursue for is the same kind of faith like the ancient believers.
所以复古，这是我们信仰一个很重要的目标。
So back to the ancient, back to the original faith is what we should pursue for.
科学要新的，信仰要古的。
We need new modern technology, but we need the original and the ancient faith.
所以当时以利亚复兴以色列百姓信仰。
So Elijah revived the faith of the Israelites.
就看到神很有能力降下来。
We can see the power of God sending fire down to consume the sacrifice.
摩西怎么向神祷告
？And how did Moses pray to God?
先看诗篇九十篇。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十六节。
Verse 16.
诗篇九十篇的十六节。
Psalm 90, verse 16.
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
Psalm 90 verse 16. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children.
你的作为向你的仆人，就是摩西这一代， 显现。
Your work appear to your servant, to the generation of Moses.
所以摩西不只是知识上知道神，摩西真的有体验，有看到神的能力，神的荣耀。
Not only Moses conceptually knows God, and he personally experienced the works of God.
这个会决定他一生对神忠心。
And it determines whether he could be faithful to God.
因为神是活的，对他来讲，神是活的，他怎么不会对神忠心
？God is the living God, so he was very faithful and loyal to God.
那下面的说，愿你的荣耀向他的子孙显明。
And your glory to their children.
摩西希望下一代能够看到神的荣耀。
And Moses also expect the future generation to see to witness the glory of God.
今天我们的信仰要复兴，我们要求神显明他的荣耀。
In order for us to revive our faith, we have to ask the Lord to show him his glory.
单单听是不够的。
By just simply listening to the sermon is insufficient.
当神的荣耀降下来，
when the glory of God descends from heaven,
我们可以看到每一个人就回心转意归向神。
We see everybody to return to God.
这个是我们追求一个很重要努力的目标。
This is a target that we should aim for.
当初神要降临啊，要给以色列百姓啊这个诫命。
When God decreed His commandments to the Israelites,
当然人都不要诫命啊。
Of course, man wouldn't like to accept any commandment.
没有诫命，表示您能够做任何你想要做的事情。
Without law, without commandment, man can do whatever he wants.
那诫命来就变成捆绑了。
So commandments are like bondage.
但是神没有诫命来训练人，人怎么能够？做神的子民呢？
Without law, without commandments, how can man submit to the Lord and become his children?
所以当神要制下诫命之前，
So before the Lord decreed the commandment,
神怎么做？
And how did he do?
我们看出埃及记。
Let's refer to Exodus
18 章。
Chapter 18,
出埃及记19章。
Chapter 19,
第五节。
Verse 5,
19章第五节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第六节。
Verse 6.
你要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Now therefore, if you indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
神要给他们一个最大的福气。
God will give them the greatest blessing.
在万民中做我的子民。
And to be a holy nation, to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
这个不是钱买得到的。
And money cannot buy.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the blessing and the grace of God.
但是得到这个恩典有一个条件。
It is subject to one condition.
你们要实实在在听我的话，遵守我的约。
You will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant.
那个话，神的约，就是可以指的二十章里面讲的十诫。
And the covenant refers to the Ten Commandments and so on.
那当神颁布十诫之前，
So prior to the decree of the Ten Commandments,
19章16节，神降下来好像雷轰闪电地震。
And in chapter 19, verse 16, we notice that it came past the third in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings.
以色列百姓都发抖。
And the people who were in the camp trembled.
然后神给十诫。
Then the Lord decreed the Ten Commandments.
那20章的18节。
In chapter 20, verse 18,
百姓看到雷轰闪电脚声山上冒烟。
Now the people witnessed the thunderings and the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking.
神的能力，神的荣耀降临。
And they saw the glory and the power of God.
你看百姓变成好乖哦。
And they was so fearful.
19节。
Verse 19.
我说不要神跟我们讲话，恐怕我们死啊！你讲我就听。
Then they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die."
今天神的荣耀如果显明在教会，我们对神就会敬畏。
If the glory of God manifests the church, then we'll be fearful.
我们敬畏神的话，就在我们心中，在我们生活中变成有分量。
If we fear God, then His words will play a very important role in our life.
对神没有敬畏，神的话是参考的。
If a person doesn't fear God, His words are just references.
我喜欢我就遵守，我不喜欢我就放在一旁。
I can do whatever I want. If I'm pleased, I will obey His word. If I'm not pleased, I will not follow His word.
你想想看，当初使徒教会。
And let's take a look of the apostolic churches.
亚拿尼亚
like Ananias,
献钱财产
and the contribution of his of their personal belongings.
留下一部分,
and they kept some behind.
来，拿到彼得那里来。
And they brought the money to the front of the of Peter.
彼得问说，这个是你全都,
and Peter asked, are this all your belongings?
他说是。
And he replied, he
said, yes. And Peter
said, why do you cheat the Holy Spirit?
倒下去就死了。
And he collapsed and dropped dead.
这个是神的作为先。
And this is the deed of God.
再来，他太太，等了这么久，先生没有回来。
And later on, his wife
就来找先生。
And also came to look for the husband.
彼得问他。
And Peter asked the same question.
倒下去死了。
And she lied and died.
那当神的作为显明的时候。
So when the power, the deed of God manifested.
在使徒教会有哪一个人敢进来敬拜神不先悔改的？
And nobody will come to worship God without repentance.
所以今天我们要求神。 显明他的作为荣耀在我们中间。
Therefore, today we have to ask the Lord to manifest His glory and deeds among us.
使我们这一代，使我们的下一代懂得敬畏神。
So our generation and the next generation will fear God.
真的回心转意归向神，不跟世俗做朋友。
And return to the Lord and do not make friends with the secular world.
这样，我们初代神降临在使徒教会那个恩典才会大大降临在我们中间。
And then the blessings. Received by the early churches will also receive by us.
神降临在初代真耶稣教会那个恩典会大大降临在我们中间。
And also the blessing of the true church in the early days will also be received by us.
那我们再看。
Let's take another look.
那以利亚是怎么来复兴以色列百姓？
And how did Elijah revive the faith of the Israelites?
18章 列王记上18章，以利亚复兴以色列百姓。
Let's refer again to 1 Kings chapter 18.
但是列王记上17章是神复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
And in chapter 17, God revived the faith of Israelites.
今天，一个300个人的教会， 一个300个人的教会。
Today, in the size of a church with 300 members.
如果您的电话簿把它打开来看。
If you open to the, if you turn to the directory.
你算一算呢，大概是180个家庭。
And there were about 180 families.
如果是200个人的教会,
in the size of 200 congregations,
你算一算，大概是100个家庭。
It was about 100 families.
所以教会是家庭组成的。
So the church is made by families.
教会的健全是从很健全的家庭来构成的。
And a healthy church is also made by healthy families.
那这个家庭要复兴, 教会就复兴了。
In order for the church, if the faith of a family can be revived, then the entire church will be revived.
因此这个以利亚属灵的复兴，哎呀，也可以指的每个家庭里面最少有一个人有属灵的复兴，才能够带动那个家庭的复兴。
So the revival of the faith by Elijah means that at least one member in the family can revive the faith of the entire family. Then the faith of the entire church will be revived.
那以利亚神怎么复兴他？
And how did Elijah revived the faith of Israel.
我们看17章的第三节。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 3.
你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
Get away from here, turn eastward, and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你要喝那溪里的水，我已经吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
And it will be there. You shall drink from the brook, and I've commanded the ravens to feed you there.
第五节。
Verse 5.
于是以利亚照着神的话去住在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flowed into the Jordan.
神把以利亚送到基利西旁。
And Lord sent Elijah to the brook Cherith.
送到那个地方什么都没有。
Where had nothing, no food, no food to eat.
只要一条约旦河的水。
It's only at the brook.
那是干旱。
It was dry.
所以水越来越干了。
And there's little water.
以利亚想，我要吃什么？
So what did Elijah eat?
要吃乌鸦叼的饼。
And he was fed by ravens.
这个不是他能控制的。
It's not in his control.
他只能够仰望神啊。
He can only look upon God.
他要喝那个基利西的水。
And he has to drink the water from the brook.
那水越来越干了。
And the water was drying out.
如果有一天我们没有工作。
Let's take a look of this. What happened if we have no job?
但是你银行一直支票一直开出去。
But your money is draining off.
这不是基利西方的水越来越干吗？
Just like the brook of Cherith is drying out.
这就是神的操练。
And this is the training of God.
要在我们生活当中让我们去体验神。
So we should experience God in our life.
那在体验神当中来建立我们的信心。
Then our faith will be established.
这个叫做新复养复兴我们信仰一个机会。
This is the chance opportunity for us to revive our faith.
所以啊，有时候我们物质太丰富了。
Sometimes we have a lot of materials to enjoy.
这种操练仰望神的应许啊。这种机会反而减少。
And we have less opportunity to be trained and revived by God.
但是常常我们遇到一些困难，这个操练就复兴了我们的信仰。
However, we may encounter difficulties and troubles, then this training will revive our faith.
那我们的信仰复兴就带动我们家庭的信仰。
If one person's faith is revived, then the faith of the entire family will also be revived.
但是当一个人的信心达到神要求的标准
，So when the person reached the standard of God in his faith.
我发现这个人没有绝路。
Then, to him, he will never face any hopeless situation.
人遇到绝路是因为没有神。
Man feels that he's hopeless is because he has no God in his mind.
一个有神的人没有绝路的。
A person has God in his life and will not face any hopeless situation.
如果神叫死人复活。
If God can revive a dead person.
如果神能够叫没有变成有。
If a God can turn from nothing to something.
如果这位神跟我们同在，
if God is with us,
我们人生会有绝路吗？
And do we still feel hopeless?
所以以利亚就是在操练。
So Elijah faces the same training.
操练，仰望神，操练神跟他同在。
And he was refined by the Lord, so he looked upon the Lord, and God can be with him.
所以水干了，神马上开一条路，叫他到寡妇家去。
So when the water dries out, God opened another way. To bring him to the house of a widow.
这是另外一个操练。
This is another stage of training.
我们看十二节。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 12.
他说：“我指着永生的神起誓，我没有饼，坛里只剩一点面，只有一点点油。我现在找两根柴回家，为我儿子做饼，我们吃了就死了。这是最后一点面。
And she has just a very small.” small oil and flour.
他打算吃了就死了。
And my son that we may, myself and my son that we may eat it and die.
所以我们发现这个寡妇的家庭已经走到绝境了。
And she is coming to almost a dead end street.
因为吃了就死了。
There's only just a small handful of flour and little oil. So after they consume the bread, they will both die.
现在经过操练的以利亚，带着神的同在，带着神的恩典，要进到寡妇的家。
So after since Elijah had gone through the training, so he came with blessing of God.
要证向这个寡妇证明，这个神是伟大的。
So he wanted to prove to the widow that God is the greatest.
所以十三节。
So in verse 13,
以利亚说：“你不要怕。”
And Elijah said, "Do not fear."
为什么不要怕？
Why?
你那个面不会减少，油也不会减少。
And you will never be in the shortage of oil and flour.
这一句话是神的灵感动他讲的。
And he was moved by the spirit of God to tell her that the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry.
如果这一句话是以利亚讲的，是不算数的。
If this is from Elijah's own opinion, and it doesn't count.
那如果神感动他讲的每一句话都带有能力。
If he is moved by the word or by the Lord, then every word he said has power.
所以当一个人有神同在。
So,When God abides in a person,
神的恩典就跟他走到哪一个地方都到。
And the blessing, the mercy of the Lord will follow him no matter where he goes.
十六节
，verse 16，
说坛里的面果然不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺。
The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of the oil run dry.
正如以利亚先耶神借着以利亚所说的
，According to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah.
所以以利亚讲的话带有能力，带有神的恩典。
So the word of Elijah are full of power with.The blessing and the mercy of God.
所以今天我们需要操练。
Therefore, we need a training today.
操练复兴我们自己的信仰。
And after we are refined by the Lord, then our faith can be revived.
我们身上带有神的能力。
Then we have the power of God.
带有神的恩典。
And with the mercy of the Lord.
我们就可以复兴我们的家庭。
Then we are be able to revive the faith of our family.
我们就可以复兴我们的教会。
We can also revive the church.
我们就可以体会到当初神大大降临在使徒初期教会那种恩典。
And we can experience the mercy given by the Lord during the apostolic period.
当初真耶稣教会那体会充分的恩典就能够彰显。
And also the same blessing we received in the true Jesus church during the early times.
联恩会就是在操练属灵的复兴。
So the spiritual convocation is the time to revive our faith.
所以我们已经进到了加密山。
And we are ready on Mount Carmel.
让我们一起来操练。
Let's all work together to go through this training.
求主降下他的火。
May the Lord send the fire from heaven.
来温暖我们，火热我们。
And to warm us.
来复兴我们的信仰。
And to revive our faith.
我们来唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
373。
373。